an update to a story we talked about. I don't know if it was this week or last week, but it wasn't that long ago. The long-delayed review into the legalization of cannabis in our country. Remember, it was legalized in October of 2018, and at that time, part of the process was a requirement that the government review it within 3 years to take a look at the impacts on various aspects of society. Well, that hasn't happened. Not yet. And we're almost 4 years. It'll be 4 years in less than a month, so we're a full year behind already. But, as we told you earlier, it is going to happen. I keep looking. I don't see the official announcement yet from the government, but we do know that they are getting started on this review. So let's find out what we do know about it at this point. We'll chat with George Smitherman once again. He's the president and CEO of the Producer Advocacy Group for the Canadian for the Cannabis Council of Canada. George, thanks for calling back. I appreciate your time.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so the review is happening, right? It's going to be announced at some point today if it hasn't already. So what do we know about the nuts and bolts of it? Like, how is it going to work? Who will be involved? And when does it report back? You know, all the nitty-gritty details.
Yeah, well, thankfully, after nearly a year of delay, at 11 a.m. Eastern time today, the national government launched the statutory review of the cannabis sector, and they've tapped a quite accomplished former Deputy Minister Morris Rosenberg, with a very excellent reputation, to be the person to lead that review. So it's been a long time coming. We've got some real urgent challenges in the industry, but at least at long last, we have this review panel up and going.
Okay, so according to the legislation of 2018, it's supposed to be looking into a number of different areas, including the impact on public health, young people, Indigenous communities. Those are the primary focuses. Is that still the plan, as far as you know?
Luckily, I'd say for us, is that the government has listened to many people in the sector that have said we need a thorough review. We need to see a scope which is not so narrow. So that is indeed what the government has delivered on today, a scope that will have the panel take a look at things that include the economic implications of legalization, etc. So we were pleased to see, because earlier concerns were that the scope was going to be deliberately narrow and, in a certain sense, circumvent big portions of the conversation that needs to happen. So on scope, we see progress. Our big fear, though, is the timelines. This, to your question from before, this process, this part of the process, this report writing, could take up to 18 months and then be subjected to further consideration in Parliament. And we really highlighted to the ministers that it's important that as the panel sees areas and that require remedial action, that we take the action. So really, we're pretty, you know, pretty pleased that the content and the scope is good. They've definitely tapped an expert person, but the urgency, because the industry is in such a challenging spot, is the thing that we're going to be continuing to press upon.
Okay, two things that I want to get into. The first part, what are those things? What are the issues that you think are pressing and should be part of this review, we should be looking at, and are the most important issues for the cannabis industry right now?
Well, the good news, in a sense, is that the biggest thrust that we have aligns with the government's public health objective of the elimination of the illicit market. And there we get into the reality, which is our pricing structures are not competitive because the tax burden and fees and the like is quite extreme. We lack some of the product formats that people are looking for. These are examples where the industry would like to see some movement, but we believe that that is directly in line with helping to achieve the key public health objectives, including the elimination of the illicit market. So that's really a big focus for us, is we're in a very, very challenging competitive circumstance as we try to bring people over from the illicit market. Mm-hmm. And the high taxes and excessive regulation regime that we have is really allowing that legacy market to have a lot of staying power.
So, George, like you say, in terms of the urgency here, and there's a story with, you know, the number of retailers and all these sorts of things, and some of them, as you say, are pretty pressing issues. Is there a chance that there needs to be something else? Like, this review is overarching, and it's how government policy impacts certain communities and all that stuff, and that's good, important, valuable, meaty stuff. But like you say, there's some crises of the moment that maybe need a different avenue of address?
Well, I think the point about it is that the Minister of Health has the avenue available to him as a government minister to move forward regulatory or legislative change. And that's what we really said to him today is, don't launch this and then say, oh, okay, I got 18 months, I wonder what they'll bring me back. We try to make the point that that if we look at the way the review is supposed to roll out, 18-month first phase, send the report to Parliament, etc., I tried to say is like, I don't know that many people that will still be standing.
That's right.
So this really helps to reinforce the sense of urgency. That's on us, though, to try and help stimulate the government's willingness to actually move remedial actions forward. So we're going to be very focused on that.
Yeah, absolutely, which is always the issue with government. It's the pace of government, right? George,
yes.
Thanks so much for the update. We'll check in as this goes along and continue to keep our listeners up to date on it.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.